Please open your hymn books. Please open your hymn books to hymn number 33. We will sing stanza 2. Hymn 33, stanza 2. Perhaps you've been on one of those cave tours where about 25 minutes into the walk, the ranger or the guide tells you, now I'm going to turn the lights off so you can experience total darkness. And it's an amazing thing, especially if no one screams, how dark darkness can really be. And it doesn't take your brain long to get itself around the fact that you can't see, that your sensory deprivation is about complete, and then the ranger guide decides to light a match or a candle. And in that darkness, that little candle or that little match has more power than the sunshine does on a January morning when it's brilliant like it was the other day. You can see things on people's faces. You can see things in the cave room that you never would have seen with the electric lights. And that amazing experience of that little amount of light shedding so much light is, of course, a beautiful picture of what we celebrate in our Epiphany season when we talked about Christ being the light of the world. Christ who comes into the dark place and dispels that darkness with the glorious light of his grace and his love towards us. Turn now to page 81, and we're going to sing together number 28, which is a setting of the Song of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. And we will stand to sing this. Turn now to the hymn that you picked up when you came into the chapel this morning. When the ranger or the guide lights the candle using a match or a lighter, he or she is not actually creating that fire. That's a chemical reaction that's happening outside of their control. So it is with the light of Christ in our lives. When we were baptized, when we came to faith, we were called to be priests of Christ. And part of that priesthood, of course, is the ability and the freedom to speak to one another the simple words, your sins are forgiven, eternal life is yours. You don't have to have a special pass or a special degree to speak those words to one another. This is how it is in Christendom. This is perhaps one of the things that also separates the Christian religion from the other religions. The hymn that we're looking at now was written by Jane Borthwick. Jane was from Scotland, and she had a sister, Sarah. They spent a lot of time in Switzerland, and while they were there, they came into contact with hymns from the Lutheran and the Reformed traditions, something that they weren't really singing so much in Scotland yet at that time. And they made translations of those hymns, and when Jane had her publications up, when it was actually published, translations, instead of putting her name at the bottom, she would write these initials, HLL, so that everybody would think that a man had written it. I think that's probably why she did it. But what that HLL stood for was Hymns from the Land of Luther. So in her own poetry, she's influenced by many of the hymns that came to her while she was there in Switzerland from both the Reformed and the Lutheran traditions. This particular hymn is not a translation. It's an original poem. You'll notice the meter of the hymn. The first line has four syllables, then we have three lines of 10 syllables, and then we have a final line of four syllables, creating an amazingly interesting poem, and one that invites a different kind of music to sing it. Now, in this text, we are reminded that even though we don't do anything to bring the light into the world, that light is a gift, Christ has also reminded us that we are here as stewards of that light, and day by day by day, we realize that a day is coming when time will stop. And while we are given the daytime to work, we are expected to use that light in whatever way to touch the lives and the hearts of those around us, especially those who do not have that light or who are in danger of losing it. Now, this is one of those hymns that I want to practice a little bit because it is, I'm sure, if I were a betting person, I bet no one in the room has sung it yet. And if you have, you can tell me afterwards and I'll give you a quarter.
Now, starting with the first phrase of the first stanza. Thank you.
Very nicely done. And thank you for sharing the gospel with me. God bless your day.